And now dictation for David Ross, R-O-S-S, March 2nd, 1950. Address as a letter to Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, 2915348. Dear Mr. Thwaites, a follow-up, Mr. Ross, chronic kidney disease, last visit in April. This was a phone visit per his request. He did have a left-sided cardiac cath, non-obstructive coronary artery disease, has his own collaterals, no procedures were needed. He's been followed also for abdominal aortic aneurysm. He has a stable weight and appetite without vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. Denied chest pain palpitation, does have chronic dyspnea. He was told that his right-sided diaphragm is elevated, probably paralyzed, causing some degree of atelectasis from prior procedure. He's doing pulmonary rehabilitation at Greenville 2 days a week. Denied spirulina material hemoptysis, has not required any oxygen or inhalers. Does use nebulizers and CPAP machine. Presently no edema claudication symptoms, chronic orthopnea, sleeps in a chair, no change from baseline. Is going to have a prostate biopsy, Grand Rapids this coming Monday. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight hydralazine, cardizine, isosorbide, terazosin, no diuretics, does use albuterol, cholesterol was increased to Crestor 20 milligrams. He is alert, oriented, and free, very pleasant. Blood pressure at home, 135.72 with a weight of 221. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from September, creatinine 1.88. which is baseline, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, present GFR 37 stage 3B, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no symptoms, no indication for dialysis. Next number, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Next number, coronary artery disease, has already collaterals. No procedures were needed. Next number, abdominal aortic aneurysm followed by vascular surgeon. Next number, there has been no need to do phosphorus binders, change diet for potassium or add bicarbonate. There has been no need for EPO treatment for anemia. Agree with more aggressive cholesterol treatment. Encouraged to come here in person. Await prostate biopsy on the next few days. He mentioned that hydralazine 10 milligrams is not available on pharmacy anymore. So the question is if he really needs that medication, as blood pressure is well controlled and is a low dose, or just go to 25 milligrams twice a day, probably do it in a step-by-step fashion, increase 25 at night for a few days, no side effects, go to 25 in the morning, watch for lightheadedness, side effects. End of dictation.